Churches will be included in the government's abuse inquiry after lobbying from religious institutions and those subjected to abuse under their care. The expansion means the Royal Commission inquiry will be the largest in New Zealand's history. Steve Goodless was abused by Marist brother teacher Patrick Bignell in the 1980s. In 2015, he could only watch as courts convicted his abuser for crimes against other boys, while his own case could not be prosecuted.
I was never satisfied with dealing with the church that there was true change going to be made. They really took the approach to isolate and to silence me and other people as well. So the justice that we'll get is being able to get our stories out there and for people to understand just how big a thing this is.
He's encouraging other old boys he knows were abused to speak at this inquiry.
I've been trying to reach out through our informal sort of St. Bernard's College network. We need to stand up and be counted because until today, it was looking really, really dire because we were just being isolated and silent. I really hope that the church isn't getting behind this to try and shift the load onto the government. I'm hopeful that the church has entered this in the right way.
Patrick Dunn is the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Auckland and joins us now. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Gaia.
What is your reaction to churches being included in this inquiry?
Well, we think it is a good move. We were aware that there was a discrepancy with the original proposed terms of reference because it restricted the inquiry to, or it appeared to restrict the inquiry to those who were in state care. And we were aware that there could be children in boarding schools or in orphanages who were not in state care, but might have been the same subject to the same abuse as those who were in state care. So we think that this expanded terms of reference removes that discrepancy and allows people like Steve, who was just speaking to us, to have his say too.
Are you ready for the kind of scrutiny that is going to come with this?
Yes, we are. We would welcome it. We acknowledge that it is important for those who have experienced abuse to have the opportunity to tell their story, to be heard and to be believed.
And what have people been saying to you about their wish to be included in the inquiry? Have you had conversations or written correspondence with people?
Yes, and people have been making the same point that Steve was making a few minutes earlier. And I think certainly the Catholic Church, and I suspect other churches, we agree that it is appropriate that their voices be heard. I was sorry to hear him say, you know, he had the experience of being isolated or silenced. That came as a bit of a surprise to me. I think that's regrettable if that did happen or if that's his perception of what happened.
Now, when we look at the Australian inquiry into the Catholic Church, it was around 7% of priests between 1950 and 2010 were found to be perpetrators of this type of abuse. Is there reason to believe that New Zealand would be any different in this respect?
We don't actually fully understand the breadth of the problem, but I would presume that the statistics would be fairly similar. 7% sounds quite high, I have to say, but we will wait and see.
What would you estimate the number to be? Do you have anything to base it on?
No, I don't. It's just that 7% does sound rather high, but we'll see.
Is it possible that some could be expelled from the church or even go to jail as a result of these inquiries?
It's possible. It's certainly possible. In many cases, I think the institutions that might be examined may have closed and no longer in existence. For example, we don't have any orphanages now, and the people who staffed them, I understand, in many cases are deceased. So we'll wait and see, but I guess it is possible if the perpetrators are still alive and if the police are not aware of the offending.
What about the time frame here? It is a long time, isn't it? This is going to take, 4 years?
Yes. Well, I think these commissions do take a long time. I noticed that the Prime Minister was saying that she suspects there may be thousands who were in state care, and just talking about that segment, who may want to have their voices heard. And I guess the commission needs to allow sufficient time for those who do want to speak to have the opportunity to do so. And I certainly support her in that. I think that those who do need to speak must be given the opportunity to do so.
Thanks for your time this morning, Patrick Dunn, the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Auckland.